Good evening. To those of you that are politically engaged, politically agnostic, politically biased, or politically ignorant, I just want you to know, depending on where you land on perspective of things, that a constitutional challenge to the Electoral College votes is just that, constitutional, especially in the face of unconstitutional practices that were put in place for the 2020 presidential election. Look, the media has done a great job, I would say, or a terrible job at informing you, because they don't inform you at all. So some of you that might have concerns about January 6th are doing so because just that. You're not a student of history. They didn't teach you history at school. I mean, I had to learn a lot of my stuff of history outside of school. I was very interested in history because of my father. So events like what's to transpire in Congress tomorrow during a joint session is historically significant, but not the only time in history. It's at least two or three times that it's happened. Most famously in 1877, 1876, something like that. So it's not the first time. In 1960, there was separate slate of electors sent during the, I think it was Richard Nixon, that presidency, presidential election. So like I said, it's not anything new. It's just that what transpires is a little complicated. So for those of you that, if you're watching this on Rumble, or if you're listening to this on the audio format, then I recommend you go to the show notes to come to this episode at www.theangelsofgover.com for an episode that breaks down entirely how this process can play out. There's one or two different ways it can go depending on how some of the votes do end up going during the challenge. Again, it's historic. The Constitution laid it out, and it was written over 200 years ago for moments like this. The reason it's historically significant, though, is because of the implications of what it means to have unchecked balance of power. And that's what really upsets me about this whole thing, is because there's been a lot of talk about Trump abusing his power. Abusing what power? The dude never used the military to get the Dominion voting systems when he should have invoked the Insurrection Act. But even I know that wouldn't have looked any good. He could have imposed martial law. He didn't do that. So I'm confused about the abuse of power. And to hear the commentators on CNN talk about this is the most grossest abuse of power that there's ever been. These are the same people that lied to you for 8 years under Obama, who did abuse his power, who did collude with Russia, and who did do a lot of illegal activity with the cartels through a project called Fast and Furious. If you're not aware of that, that's why the media won't tell you. And with big tech censoring, it's really hard to get any information out. That's why I've been doing Off the Record. I've been doing anything with regards to political analysis and commentary, mostly because I wanted those of my generation, as I was growing up with them, to be informed. So when I decided to focus more attention on Off the Record, especially the historical significance of all this, I did a series called Election Groundhog Day. And I did it in 9 parts. So it's 9 weeks of just coverage of summaries of analysis of things that have happened, and I call play by play before the election what you could have anticipated for the election. So yours truly called it out. I called almost every single major event that happened in 2020 before the lockdowns. So anybody that's been a student of history and is very analytical with economics and political policies and all these different things, political trends too, none of it would have come as any surprise. It's just that us as humans still have those human emotions in going through a lot of these things. And that's the thing, that, no, we're still human. So it's a lot of things can happen tomorrow with respects to which way it might go. But I can tell you, doesn't matter who gets, like, which way it does go, whether Trump is certified as the winner or if Biden is certified as the winner, the legal challenges will continue. Let me remind you of two things. One, Biden has 600 attorneys lined up to challenge voter fraud. That was before the election. Why did he need that? When he supposedly was winning in all the polls, that he was going to win in a landslide or maybe close. But instead, it was the opposite, where the Democrats lost seats in the House of Representatives, a lot of them. The toss-up seats for the Senate, they didn't win any of them. Nancy Pelosi's stranglehold on the House of Representatives dwindled entirely, and the squad bent the knee and ended up voting for her anyway. So I think she won by like 6 votes. That was really close, folks. So that comes to tell you that you mean to tell me Republicans wanted Biden? I'm sorry. There's widespread voter fraud, and the same group of people that told you for the past 4 years that the only way Trump won was through massive voter fraud is now telling you that it can never happen, it doesn't exist, or safeguards in place. Huh? But I can tell you about the results of the 2016 election that, no, the ones that colluded with the Ukraine was the DNC and the Hillary Clinton campaign. The one that spied on the Trump campaign was Obama. And Obama left placeholders during the transition team to make sure they sabotaged Trump from within. And it was big tech that began the rigging and eventually Dominion Systems getting in there to make sure that 2020 was already set in stone, that there was no way Trump was going to win. The only thing that nobody planned for was just how many people were going to come out to vote for Trump. That's why the counting stopped in multiple swing states. And one thing I didn't bring up, because to me, I'm like, what's California? It's so corrupt. How could it really happen? I did question a lot of things, though. Anecdotally, why is there so much support for the recall of Gavin Newsom? But it looked like the same people that we had issues with got voted back in because, again, maybe because California. But there were suspect things that happened, even with my ballots on both the primary and the presidential election that I questioned. And today, now there's a lawsuit by multiple representatives of the state that are challenging the results of the California election, putting the 55 votes in jeopardy, which might even be challenged tomorrow, January 6th. Although no one said that they would. But the point is that, hey, it's information, and I can finally bring it up. But yeah, it's interesting. A lot of stuff has gone on. And if you've been following this series, and especially Off the Record, then none of this should come as a surprise to you. But for those of you, as I mentioned, depending on what camp you might follow in our thought process, some of you are like, this is egregious. That's why I say unplug from the matrix, get red pilled, get informed. It's harder now than it ever has been because, like, well, where do you turn to? It's a lot more difficult. But the rise of what is called the alternative media, not the alt media, the alternative media challenging the mainstream media, that means there's more information out there, just that you can't really find it through Google. You got to go through other search engines. And maybe Bing might still have some. I don't use Yahoo, so not even going to bother. But there's DuckDuckGo and Wolfram Alpha. So there's different places you can turn to. Just that we're so coddled by convenience that we don't want to. That's the problem. Because that is what these big tech companies wanted. They wanted us to depend on their services while they leech off our personal data. A series which I intend to do. So stay tuned for the Andres Segovia Show as I dive into privacy settings on a lot of these things. You really want to find something scary? Well, that's one thing to be scared about. Anyway, thank you so much for watching. Stay tuned. I got my popcorn ready. I hope you do too, because tomorrow's historic. And like I said, it doesn't exactly end tomorrow either. I said this better be figured out by January 20th. I've been saying this since the beginning, because if it's not figured out by January 20th, that means Nancy Pelosi becomes president pro tem while it's all sorted out. Okay, anyway, I gotta go. Thank you so much for watching. I'll see you in the next one.